Lesson 5, The Heart of Man. The word heart, as used in Scripture, does not represent the organ responsible for distributing blood throughout the body. Neither is it to be interpreted as a passion or emotion. Rather, it is the very essence of who we are. It is the inner person. I believe the heart is the most essential part of being a Christian. Until God transforms us in our innermost being, we have little hope of changing and being different. All of our external behaviors are shallow and meaningless if we are still the same inside. It is for this reason that we receive Jesus by faith into our heart. Ephesians 3:17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And Romans 10:9 and 10, the wonderful salvation verses, say, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. There are 862 references to the heart in Scripture. Several verses are listed below to aid you in your study of the heart. David, one of the central figures in the Old Testament, is described as a man after God's own heart. He was chosen by God through the prophet Samuel because of his heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. The Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. The new covenant described in Jeremiah 31 centers on the heart. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It is because of the significance of the heart that our attitude towards money and possessions is so important. Where and how we invest our treasure that God has given to us is a window into the condition of our heart. The heart is naturally deceitful and difficult to fathom. As it says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Well, we can't check into a hospital and examine the spiritual condition of our hearts like we can with our physical hearts. But since we know that where our treasure is, there also is our heart, we can use this knowledge to our advantage. Luke 12:34 states, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I have heard an experienced financial counselor say that he could tell people's priorities by looking at their checkbooks. This would also apply to their credit card statements. Where we are spending and investing our earthly treasure reflects our deepest convictions. A financial statement that has a record of every penny we spent over the course of a year would provide an excellent record of the condition, direction, and priorities of our inner person. How we use our treasure is a helpful indicator of the condition of our heart. If we recognize habits or tendencies to view our material possessions in a way that is not godly, we can run to God and ask Him for a heart transplant. One of my favorite scriptures about receiving a new heart is Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. David prays in Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Our treasure includes money, but it also includes what is in our mind and our thoughts. Our treasure is what is most dear to us, which influences where we invest our time and our energies. When our heart is right with God, our priorities and our treasure will also be right. Let's join together and ask God to search, transform, and direct our hearts and treasure towards God and His kingdom. because Proverbs 4:23 reminds us, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. And the following prayers are based on Psalm 139 and Psalm 19. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any way of pain in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.